John, I have a question.
We're doing this again.
We are.
All right.
We're going to continue to.
Keep sending those questions in if you guys have them. Try
We've
and
gotten
stump
some good
me.
Ones.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah. Why did Rome decide to build a wall in Great Britain instead of continuing to invade the northern part of Great Britain? Specifically talking about Hadrian's Wall.
Like,
why? I know that there were two walls, but why build a wall? This was Rome. Why did they have to do that?
Well, it had to be the best wall. It had to be built bigly.
It's a wonderful wall.
It is. It's a wonderful wall. That's a really good question. The short answer is they took one look at the Scottish and said, nope, we don't want them.
Were they called the Celts?
The Celts, yes, but the ancestors of today's Scots. And I mean, honestly, who can blame them? Their country is cold. The people there are very harsh. And unlike...
I think you mean the word hardy.
Hardy, yes. We'll go with that. We love our Scottish listeners. The biggest reason was the terrain. Roman legions fought best in wide open spaces like what you have in England and what you have in most of Europe. I mean, think about what happened in the Teutoburg Forest about 200 years earlier, where a Roman legion is marching through a forest and it is massacred by Germanic warriors. The Romans learned from that, and they looked at what they could see of the terrain of Scotland, and they said, there's very few open spaces, it's rugged, it's mountainous, it's covered with forest, it's got a bunch of blue-painted people who will do absolutely anything to us, day, night, on the battlefield, in our camps, and they said, it's not worth it. Now, that's a reason to not keep going. The reason they built a wall is because the Celts, and also the Picts and the other tribes, there are multiple tribes up there, they saw Roman Britain as a source of food, as a source of plunder, and they were constantly raiding what is today the north of England and the border regions with Scotland. And the Romans are in the process of refocusing their attention towards Germania and also in the Middle East. Hadrian and his successors really want to focus in on either beating or maintaining a positive, beneficial commercial relationship with the Parthians, which was once the great, you know, Persian Empire. Today it would be Eastern Iraq and Iran. You're going to need a lot of troops to do that because that is a big area. So they needed to find a way to move some of their legions from other parts of the empire to the east if they were going to continue to pursue their goals in that part of the world. And Hadrian was a master builder. I mean, he designed what is today the Colosseum, what we know as the Colosseum. It was Hadrian's amphitheater. So he's got the best architects in the world, and someone comes to him, I don't know off the top of my head, since this is a pop quiz, I don't know the name or any of the background of the guy who came to him and said, hey, let's just build a wall. It's not that long. The island is relatively narrow where they're building, where we want to build. It's relatively flat. We can use the terrain to our advantage. And Hadrian said, yeah, do it. It's way cheaper, and it will control who has access to Roman territory in Great Britain, and the wall just sits there. Yeah, you have troops manning the various garrisons and fortresses there, but that's way cheaper than keeping 8-10 legions of troops in Britannia for what is really a limited amount of gain.
Yeah, and it's still there.
It is. Portions of it are still standing, yeah.
You can go and see it.
Yep. I've never been. I've been to the UK many, many times, but I've never had a chance to go visit Hadrian's Wall. I would love to do that at some point.
The reason why I wanted to ask is people talk about Hadrian's Wall and the Roman walls because the Celts were so fierce and so terrible, and it just wasn't worth it.
They were.
But I mean, but the Romans also were pretty experienced with war and combat.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So I think it wasn't just that. It was, as always, a series of things that contributed to an educated choice that they made as a result of where they wanted to spend their time and the opportunity cost of either going up north or not.
And the Romans were also, they were very pragmatic. And if you look at Roman geography in Central and Eastern Europe, it largely follows rivers, natural boundaries between the Roman world and the Germanic world. I mean, it's basically the Rhine and the Danube. The Romans liked to be able to anchor on natural boundaries of a kind. And since they didn't have one of those in England, they decided to build one and use that as a way of, instead of having to man the entire border.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many Roman soldiers were left on the wall to guard it?
I mean, it was manned for at least two centuries, and the numbers fluctuated based on the economic and the military health of the empire. I believe at its height, they still had two full legions in Britain, and that would have been under
which for the our emperor. Audience is how many men?
Oh, it's about 15,000 men.
Okay,
I think, and that would have been under whoever's right before Marcus Aurelius. Was it Antoninus Pius or Nerva? It's one of the five good emperors. Don't look it up. This is me saying it, realizing I don't know the answer. But that was the height, and then once the empire refocused on Germany again under Marcus Aurelius, and then in the third century crisis, they didn't have the money to continue to maintain troops in that part of the world. And if you want to learn more about Hadrian's Wall or any part of British history, we've had a series of conversations with a fantastic author, Dr. Dominic Selwood. You are
eminent historian.
Yes. The book is Anatomy of a Nation, A History of British Identity in 50 Documents. It's now available in paperback, and it is an excellent, excellent read.
Also, he's on tour in the UK for our UK audience. You can find him primarily two dates in March. Go to his Facebook page, Dominic Selwood, and he has the schedule up there. So I wish he was touring here.
I know.
It would be wonderful to have him
here.
That
would be great.
I would go to every event. So if you are there, we're jealous of you. Please go and see him. He is fantastic. Thank you for joining us for a pop quiz. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will answer them during a pop quiz discussion on January 4th. We will see you next week.